The first reading today, St. Paul tells us that we need to be wise, to walk in the wisdom of God. And he tells us that the reason for that is because the times are evil. Well, if that's what he said 2,000 years ago, what do you think he'd be saying today? The times are very evil, and we need to walk with wisdom. Unfortunately, what's going on in our society is an awful lot of foolishness. People have given themselves over to the most asinine of things. And for what? For pleasure, for selfishness, for fun, for excitement? Why? It pulls us away from God. It pulls us away from what we're supposed to be about. St. Paul told us that we're supposed to be speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and inspired songs. We're supposed to be singing. Today, people are depressed. They're not singing, let alone singing hymns to the Lord and speaking in psalms. A lot of people don't even know the psalms, let alone being able to sing them. So we have to ask ourselves, is my outlook really spiritual? Am I living according to the wisdom of God, or am I living according to the wisdom of the world? The wisdom of the world is utter stupidity. But unfortunately, as St. Paul makes very clear, that for those who are worldly, the wisdom of God is stupidity. For those who want to seek God, the wisdom of the world is foolishness. And so again, we need to ask ourselves really honestly, do I find the ways of God to be foolish, or do I find the ways of the world to be foolish? If I like the ways of the world, then obviously I'm not really embracing the way of God. We have to ask ourselves, what's it going to take? Jesus made very clear, these people, all they want is signs and wonders, or they're not going to believe. What more do we need? He died and he rose from the dead. He went to the cross purely out of love for us so that our sins could be forgiven, so that we could be reconciled with God. And we want fireworks? For what? He's looking for faith. He's looking for a change in our hearts. He's looking for us to love him. There is nothing wiser than that. But if we're going to try and say, well, I'm only going to love him if this and that and the other thing happens, if I see some extraordinary things, then I'll have faith. All I can tell you is you won't have faith if that happens, because then you're going to be on to the next extraordinary thing. I need something more. I need more extraordinary things. I need more signs and wonders. It isn't going to happen. Yeah, we're going to see some extraordinary things, but by that point, it's going to be a little late for a lot of people. We need to get our hearts focused where they belong, and that is on Jesus. He's the one who told us, point blank, only one thing is necessary. How many of us believe that? I have to have all my things. I can't live without my phone. Oh, if my phone was gone, I would be dead. Really? People lived from the beginning of time to less than 100 years ago without a phone. And they lived until the 1990s without a cell phone. And now we can't live without it? We are dependent? Now, Jesus, when he said one thing only is necessary, did not mean your phone, nor did he mean the internet, nor did he mean any of these other modern things that we've got. He meant him. He alone is necessary. Everything else is not. So again, we need to ask ourselves, am I living according to the wisdom of God or the wisdom of the world? Where is my focus? What is really important? Not saying you need to get rid of your stupid phone. It might be a good idea, but you don't have to. But don't be attached to it. Don't think you can't live without it. As I look around, a lot of the people here know what it was like to live without a cell phone because we didn't have them. So we didn't die back then. Just like that thing that somebody put together, if you look at all these things that these people are doing, none of us should have lived beyond 10 years old because we climbed trees and we jumped over fences and we jumped on our bikes and we didn't even have helmets. We didn't have all these things. We played this and that and the other. Oh, we can't do that anymore. Well, we didn't have cell phones either and we lived. Imagine that. But throughout history, people had Jesus. They didn't need all the other stuff. Now we need all the other stuff, so we don't need Jesus very much. That's where we need to look very seriously. Which wisdom are we following? Because if we want the Lord, the wisdom of the world is foolishness. If we want the world, the wisdom of God is foolishness. We can't have both, so we have to make a choice. And there is only one thing, only one person who is truly necessary, and that is Jesus.